Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We're your hosts, Spencer Halford and Cody Aiden, here to empower hotel owners and GMs with the latest strategies, tips, and insights from the hospitality industry. Whether you're running a hotel, a boutique hotel, or an independent property, our podcast is designed to help you elevate your game and revolutionize your property. Remember, for more resources and information, visit our website, www.thevibrantteam.com. Now let's dive into today's episode.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast. We've just come back from our lunch break here at BITAC in the beautiful Biltmore, a Waldorf Astoria property. And funny enough, we talk a lot at BITAC how they always have you sit with new people. Yeah. And turns out that I actually had lunch with Lisa. Yeah. And so, Lisa, nice. Thank you so much for being on the podcast with us. I'm excited to learn more about your company.
Thank you for having me.
Is this your first BITAC?
No, it's not.
Okay, so yeah, you're a seasoned BITAC veteran.
Well, not quite, but yes.
Working your way.
How many have you been to?
I think at least maybe this probably my third or fourth.
Oh, cool. Yeah. BITAC. So you're in the family.
You're definitely
then.
In. This is our third. So you're part of the crew.
Okay. I guess I am.
Yes, you are. And so let me ask you this. Being that you've been to a couple, what is your favorite thing about BITAC?
The one-on-one meeting.
Yeah.
So it feels more intimate that we get to know everyone better.
Oh, absolutely. You leave a BITAC conference building way more relationships
Correct.
Than I've ever done at any other conference.
Yes.
And I think part of that obviously comes from the fact that they set up the appointments like what you're on right now with us, where you go and get ahead of a dedicated conversation
Yes.
with some that also makes sense for you too, right? Because
Yes.
they're connecting you with the right people, so they're meaningful conversations.
Correct. And
Yeah.
it's very organized and it's structured. And I like that because then I don't have to think about like, ooh, who I need to talk to next, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they already like pair me up with people that I know or I don't know, so it's just like good networking.
Oh yeah, and they make it so easy to build relationships, right? Because
yes,
just like
absolutely.
Today we got to sit together at lunch,
yes.
so I got to learn a little bit about your backstory and your first job, and you got to learn about mine peddling at Best Buy in the car audio department. $7 an hour, shout out Best Buy and Sean Cannell,
no doubt. So maybe Lisa, you can tell us a little bit about what you do, your background in hospitality, and just give us a runway into who you are.
Okay, so I actually have like a degree in architecture and
cool.
interior design as well. And I am originally from Indonesia.
That's
so
right. That's
I
what you said at lunch.
I moved here to United States in 1998, a long time ago.
That's
and,
so cool, though.
So my first job here, I was working for Wilson Associates. A great interior design company. And so 2017, my business partner, Mei Poon, and I decided to start our own adventure.
Oh, good for you. And so what's the name of your company now?
Cobra Coeda.
All right.
And this
yes.
is your company.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Good
and
for you.
Still doing the same thing, staying in the hospitality
yeah.
industry because that's all we know.
Was it scary to go out on your own?
Oh, it was very scary.
Yeah, I bet.
It was very scary, but I mean, it was very exciting at the same time. Yeah.
And now, so what? You are like 6 years in.
About 6 years
yeah,
in.
So
yes.
we Vibrant started in 2018, so we're like right on that journey with you.
We're on your heels.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
Yes. It's fun. It's challenging. It's up. It's down.
It's very challenging. Yeah.
How was, were you guys impacted by COVID? Did that impact you guys quite a bit?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think it has impacted like almost everyone.
Yeah.
yeah especially 100%. Our industry.
We got yeah. kind of lucky because most of our properties are in Utah. And so we obviously were severely impacted in the beginning when no one really knew what was going to happen. But then as like life started to come back a little bit more to normal, people were flocking to the outdoors.
Yeah.
And because like our podcast is called Virtual GM, we had already started running properties virtually. So no check-in, no on-site staff. And so we were really positioned, fortunately, to be able to capitalize on this demand for individual units with limited interaction with humans and to be in the outdoors. So we were, you know, we got really lucky in that way.
Yeah. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Yeah, we learned so much, like, from the pandemic as well. Like, you know, like how to work efficiently without having to be face-to-face with people. I mean, the flexibility. And we learned how to manage our time better, in a very 100%. Efficient way.
I think that's one of the positives of COVID, too, is, like, now people are accepting of a virtual meeting.
Yeah, yes. Definitely accepting of a virtual meeting. And it creates an environment like this where the one-on-one is a lot more meaningful, too.
Yeah, because it's
that's all
less
it was before,
frequent.
Right? And so, now it's like a Zoom meeting. Ugh, I don't want to get on a Zoom meeting. But it is appreciative that not everything has to be in person.
Well,
right?
And even for, like, our properties in Florida or in Delaware or in Oregon, like, meeting with them virtually is not even weird now.
Yeah.
Because everyone's so accustomed to it. And even, like, our properties that are in the same town as us will meet on a Google Meet, even though we live in the same town.
So I joined this team about 2 years ago, and our portfolio is mostly Utah. In fact, it was only Utah. And so since then, because of that virtual aspect, now we're in Washington and Oregon, Illinois, Delaware.
Yeah, all the corners.
Florida. Yeah, we've accomplished everything. We're headed for world domination pretty soon. But COVID really did kind of throw us a bone. It was a painful bone, but they definitely threw us a bone. Maybe you can speak. So you've been on your own for 6 years. What are some projects that you've had your hand on, and what are you working on right now?
We have done, like, some hotels, like local hotels.
Cool.
And what's local for you again? Dallas?
Dallas, Texas. That's right. Sweet. Okay. Yeah. We work on Olave, Wyndham, and we work on some multifamily projects. And in fact, we just finished, like, a restaurant project in Dallas. It's called Crown Block.
Crown Block?
Crown Block.
Shout out Crown Block.
At the Reunion Tower. It's not Crown Block.
Crown Walk?
No. What? Crown Block.
Crown Block.
Block. Block. Yes.
Normally we have headphones on and I can hear everything crystal clear. Not today. Crown Block. Shout out Crown
Block.
Yes,
yes. You guys should check it out whenever you guys come to
Dallas. My mom and her husband live in the Dallas area, so I'll send them over there. I'll get a report.
Oh,
what type of food is
good.
It? Huh? What type of food?
They have, like, actually, like, fusions. Like, you know, they have, like, steak, and they have sushi as well. Yeah.
Nice.
So, as a designer, have you ever been to the Waldorf before, the Biltmore? Or is this your first time?
This is my first time here.
And what do you think?
It's amazing, and I love the story behind this whole building.
Yeah, it was so cool.
The history of it is so cool.
And there's so much more. Like that gentleman said this morning, it's a two-hour tour if you go and do, like, the whole thing. They have three historians on staff just to
tell the story. Just historians?
Just to tell
the story. So I learned today, I was talking to Emily from BITAC, and she told me that if you go and approach the concierge will give you a free tour around the property, and she mentioned that speakeasy that you mentioned
me. Yeah, I got to find that.
I know. I really want to find it. So she told me, have you heard about this? No? Okay, so there's a speakeasy on the second floor.
Yeah.
It's located behind a bookshelf, and even when you go in there, it's really not so obvious that it's a speakeasy. You have to pick up a phone, and that phone is, like, corded, and it sends a light to the bar. It says you're ready to order. A little red light starts flashing in there.
Wow.
Oh, like old school. Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, because they had that for Prohibition. That was the only way they could do it. That's how it started.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I actually was like, oh, man, I really want to do the tour. It'd be fun to film that just to show people, like, this is what you can expect at this very historic property, which is so cool.
As a designer, is there any aspects of design that stick out for you at this property that you're like, oh, that's so well done?
I love Art Deco. So this
is like your jam. You're in design heaven.
And I love Frank Lloyd Wright. So when I saw this building, I got really excited.
Yeah.
Just before entering the building itself.
What's funny is they showed that poster today of the grand opening that they had in 1929. And it was all Art Deco. And I was like, oh, it's so cool. And it's still just as cool today, maybe even cooler. Like, you could repurpose that poster today because it was all old school Art Deco. It was just really well done.
The history here is amazing, too. There's a hallway. I can't remember where it is.
It's by MacArthur's.
With all the presidents? You knew exactly what I was going to say. So there's this hallway by MacArthur's with all the presidents who have visited here. I mean, it's probably not 100% accurate.
No, it's all of them except for, they said today, the only three who haven't been here since when they opened, whoever was president then, are Obama, Trump, and Biden. Fools.
Well, that is shocking.
Yeah.
The three most recent.
Right, I know.
What
the
is wrong with them?
Recent.
Get their asses to the Biltmore.
I can give it to Trump. COVID was happening. Things
and
were crazy.
He has his own hotel brand, so.
That's true. Obama, no excuse. 8 years, plenty of time. Biden.
Yeah, Obama. Come to the Biltmore. What's
straight up, no excuse. He does subscribe to this podcast, so, you know, I'm gonna throw him under the bus a little bit, Barack.
He's got to be better.
My man.
Maybe we should be telling Michelle he needs to come.
I'll bet Michelle probably has wanted to come. She's a woman of class.
And? Yeah.
And then Biden, he's still got some time. He could make it. He can get here.
He can
he's
do
a
it.
Little busy right now.
Yeah.
I imagine he's busy, but everyone needs a
his
break.
His plate's
and
full.
And this is a great place to take a break.
It is.
He actually came here. Last time we were here, remember, he came here to open up like a chip factory.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? Uh-huh. Not like a potato chip factory, like a chip that goes in your phone.
It was, like this big, huge warehouse.
Was it apples?
I don't know if it's chips or if it's data storage, like a huge data storage facility. Yeah, he was here for that. He should have stopped by at the Biltmore. Could have got like lunch at MacArthur's.
You know what? I'm throwing him under the bus.
Lisa and I also talked about the water slide.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay. She said she's not going to go down it.
My girlfriend dragged my ass up.
Yeah, you did not want to do it.
No, I did not want to do it.
You did not do it?
No, I ended up doing it.
You
did? She forced me down it.
He did not want to. He wanted no part of it. So we were here for a work retreat. So it was
a year ago in December.
Yep, Spencer and his girlfriend and myself and my wife and our other business partner, Brecken, and his wife. And all five of us were doing it. And Spencer was holding strong.
I was like, no way. I'm not doing that.
Why?
I don't know. It looks cool in the video.
Because it's terrifying. That's why.
I've never wanted to lay straight up in my own coffin. You know,
Oh, my goodness.
And then the floor drops out, which is just as terrifying. And then you go in the swirly bowl. Was not interested in that. And I talked to my girlfriend beforehand. And I was like, no, I'm not interested. Yeah. And she was like, no worries. Neither am I. We won't do it. These guys are like, we're going to hit the slide.
Okay.
It's like, you guys have fun. She gets out of the pool. Me too. It's like, that's not the plan. They march up there.
Uh-huh.
I go down. I had the time of my life, actually. It was very fun.
Was it cool?
I really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah, I'm very glad I did it.
The first time is scary because it is just so, not what we're supposed to do as humans.
The floor isn't supposed to fall out from under you.
And the anticipation, the first time really gets you. Those 3 seconds are terrifying. But then it's very fun. Yeah, it's very fun.
It is very fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would encourage you to do it. It's very fun.
Yes, it's absolutely worth it. It's only scary for those first couple seconds. Then the drop is so fast, and then once you realize you're not dead, you're like, oh, this is so fun.
I felt a lot better.
Like you're standing up, and they just
Oh, yeah, you stand straight up.
You
yes. Yeah, so the thing drops.
Opens up underneath you.
Yeah,
you just
I'm not
fall.
Doing it.
I did feel better. Cody was giving me some crap last time. I felt better. There was a 10-year-old kid right behind me, and I was like, I'm not going. And the 10-year-old kid was like, well, I'll go. And jumps in front of me, and I was like, okay, if a 10-year-old kid can do it, I can for sure do it. I've done harder things.
Yeah.
I was thinking that I was going to do it because I thought it was just me sliding down like that. So that's not it.
Because you couldn't really get in it any other way. You would just
you'd
just fall straight down.
You do start vertical, but then you very quickly move to the slide. You just start fast, but you start going slow pretty quick. It's only a second and a half.
Yeah,
two seconds
it's over
speed.
Before you know it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the rooms here at the Waldorf. Was there anything that stuck out to you in the room design, or anything that you really liked in your room? Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Oh, actually, I enjoy the room.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
And, it's very welcoming. And it's not on your face, you know. It's not that trendy room with all colors, different colors pop.
Yeah.
You know, it's just actually, I really enjoy my room. And the bed is very comfortable.
Oh, the bed is
super
amazing.
Comfortable.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. I always look forward to having to sleep in a Waldorf bed. Yeah. So, if our audience is listening, who is your target market? Who are the people who you're going after that would be the right clients for you
to work with?
Yeah.
Well, I like to work with anyone. We're not picky.
So you're not just in hospitality then?
We work on some residential projects
you
too.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
But your ideal customer, is that like a boutique hospitality property or?
We work with like some not necessarily like the boutique hotels. Because
You do some flags too.
Yes.
Like the Loft and the Best Western.
And real quick, what's your website?
We have CobraCoeda.com.
Okay. Can you spell that out?
Yes. CobraCoeda.com.
Awesome.
And I'll put that in the show notes too. So when people are on like iTunes or Spotify, there'll be a link at the bottom they can click right to it.
Thank you.
On LinkedIn?
Yes.
So then we'll put your LinkedIn profile on there too. Is there anything else you'd want us to include in that? So
Instagram.
Yeah, okay. Instagram. Yep, what's your Instagram handle?
It's CobraCoeda.
Okay, great. Yeah. So check out Lisa. Gosh, I was confident on Lisa, but I second-guessed myself. Check out Lisa in the show notes. Anything you want to leave the audience with?
Okay. Well, hey, Lisa, thank you so much for being here. I look forward to tonight. Are you excited for the games?
I am very excited.
Are you are you competitive? Are you going to go for the W?
We'll see about that.
Okay, well, if you're on my team, we're definitely going for the W.
Oh, yes.
Okay, all right, Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the Virtual GM Podcast brought to you by Vibrant Management. We hope you found today's insights valuable and that they'll help you make a real difference at your property. Remember, it's all about creating memorable guest experiences and running a successful hotel. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave us a review. Share our podcast with other hotel owners and GMs who could benefit. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Virtual GM Podcast for exclusive content and updates. We appreciate your support, and until next time, keep thriving and stay vibrant.